Yonkers firefighter Tim Sullivan saved a life without even running into a burning building.
I was lucky enough to be chosen to be a bone marrow donor for somebody that was in need.
He signed up for the registry years ago.
My mom actually passed away from cancer about 12 years ago. And I always said if there was any way I could help anybody in any form with that, after watching her go through it, I would love to have that chance and opportunity.
And then one day the phone rang.
Well, you came up as a possible match. Would you be interested in doing it? And I said, sure, why not?
As the time to donate approached,
they'd ask me repeatedly, oh, are you sure you want to do this? And I told them from the very beginning, I'm like, listen, you don't have to keep asking me. I know I'm going to do this. They're like, you don't understand. 50% of the people back out.
Not firefighters. Over the years, 134 members of the FDNY have donated bone marrow or stem cells.
Whether you need it or somebody in your family needs it, if you can help somebody out, it's a big thing. It's a big world. There's lots of different people that need it. I know there's a woman in Mount Vernon right now who's very sick.
So this week, the Yonkers Fire Department is answering the call.
We're going to have a blood drive, a bone marrow drive, June 29th at 470 Nepperhan Avenue. That's going to be run in conjunction with the Yonkers Police Department as well.
If you're on the fence, just listen to Firefighter Sullivan.
If you can save somebody's life, you should save somebody's life. We're all humans, one way or the other, no matter who you are. It's really not that hard of a question to answer. Like, should I help somebody? Yeah, you should. So anybody can do that. You don't have to run into a burning building to save somebody's life. You can just go in and get stuck with a needle and you're good to go.
In Yonkers, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Yonkers firefighter Tim Sullivan says don't call him a hero. Yes, he saved a life, but he was just doing his duty as a human being. Sullivan was a positive match on the bone marrow registry. He donated stem cells.
The nurse said to me, she goes, oh, you're doing a really good thing here. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice, thank you, I appreciate it. She goes, no, she goes, you don't understand. She goes, if this doesn't happen, if this doesn't work, he dies. She goes, you are his last-ditch effort.
It did work, and now Sullivan is dedicated to recruiting new donors. The Yonkers Fire and Police Departments will hold a blood and bone marrow donor drive Wednesday. Many times, people get the call and say no.
You might go for a bone marrow drive. Little Jimmy in your neighborhood might be sick with leukemia. And you say, oh, let's try and help out and we'll get it. But they don't realize that once you're on the registry, you're on the registry for everybody, not just one person in particular.
Sullivan follows in the footsteps of 134 New York City firefighters who've donated bone marrow or stem cells.
It's almost a selfish feeling. You feel really good about yourself. And then you're like, wait, it's really not about me. It's about this person. This person's the one you really should be happy for. So the more the merrier, you know what I mean? The more people we can help, the better. Like, if it's not, and if, like I said, if out of this drive one person is helped, then that's one person that wouldn't have been helped without it before. So it's definitely a good thing.
In Yonkers, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.